let's do it. Let's just take some phone calls. What's up?
Dukes, what's up, man? Did you not watch the season finale of 24 last night?
I did. I did watch it.
Where's it at?
What do you mean? Why aren't we talking about it?
Yeah, no lessons.
You know what? Chris and I watched it together.
Yeah.
And I passed out with like half an hour left in it.
Well, you didn't miss a whole lot because the last.
I TiVo'd it. I got up at 12:30 and watched the last half hour since I had on TiVo.
How did Jack Bauer go from a warehouse to the middle of the ocean in a 10-minute time frame?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, huh?
Well, what's up with that crap?
Were they on a dock? Were they close to a dock or something?
I don't think they were. I don't know, but they were like in the middle of the Pacific Ocean at the end of the show.
He was at an airport, and then he was in the ocean.
Yeah, you're right. They thought that they could trick us.
Well, they didn't trick me, and that's for sure.
Yeah, you pay too much attention. See, we went to, have you been to El Tapatio yet?
No, I have not.
Do you know where it is? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I've got no idea.
It's on 6th Street and JC, close to that, what's it close to, Chris? It's
not within walking distance of the mobile station, that's for
whatever.
Sure.
I wanted to get my oil changed yesterday.
Yeah?
At the Mobile One on 6th Street.
Yeah.
And, like, hey, let's take my car in there and then just walk down to the to El Tapatio and get Mexican food, and then my oil will be done by the time we get out of there. Chris's like, no, that's too long. That's too far to walk. So then we go in there, and we each get two of the jumbo margaritas, and we walk out of there floored. And Chris, who's not normally a big drinker,
yeah,
is like, we start talking about, like, hey, let's watch Ninja Turtles this afternoon.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you have any booze? He brings over a 30-pack of Bud Light.
Jeez.
He didn't need that much. And then I'm drinking vodka and stuff. And it was, and then we ordered Pizza Shuttle later on. That was a weird, weird night, dude.
A horrible choice.
What, that Pizza Shuttle?
Yeah.
I know. My stomach's been killing me all day.
But, sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's why my memory and recollection of 24 isn't at its best today.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the hell was up with the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that at the time. I was so delirious when I woke up and started watching it again. I wake up, Chris is gone, like, oh, I guess I passed out.
All right, well, I was just calling about that.
Cool, man.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Later.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, Matt.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Just calling. I want to ask you a question. I mean, on this Ace Young thing, I like listening to you making fun of this guy. I mean, doesn't it seem that this guy, like, looks like Michael Jackson, acts like him? Doesn't that seem that, I mean, he looks exactly like him, but, I mean, I guess Michael Jackson's black, but, I mean.
But Ace Young
He's got that whole high-pitched voice when he sings, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Jackson with no talent, but probably still molest kids, yeah.
Exactly, I just want to know if anybody noticed that. I mean, it kind of made me laugh because, I mean, he's all up on stage and he sings these Michael Jackson songs, you know, and I'm just sitting there laughing on my couch, he's a potato chip. It's kind of funny, I mean.
Yeah.
It just keeps me, it's just so idiotic, it just keeps me interested. I kind of want to turn the TV off, but then when he comes on stage, it's like, hey, I get a good laugh out of this, but I leave it on. But.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of want them on for your own entertainment value, but in the same sense.
Exactly. It's kind of funny. I mean, I just want to know if you or Chris kind of might have saw that or something. I don't know.
Saw Ace Young being annoying.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He's really, that's kind of, that was my impersonation. That was actually my impersonation of Michael Jackson with a lisp added in that apparently Ace didn't
have. Yeah, the whole lisp thing. Chris was like, I didn't know he had a lisp.
Kevin Covace is the one with the lisp.
Does Kevin Covace have a lisp?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kevin has a lisp. That's right. Okay. Oh, man. I don't know. I just wanted to call and see if you guys noticed that or anything. I mean, I guess it just...
Yeah, we noticed. We hate him.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's understandable. I mean, I just didn't know if him and Michael Jackson might have been cousins or something, but
yeah.
Just chop Ace Young's nose in half and you do have Michael Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah, that's perhaps.